Hello and welcome back. For those of you who are new, my name is Sholeh Talbert. I'm a certified master trainer and coach of NLP, and I specialize in transforming lives. And we have been talking about how can I change my life and be happy. So I want to continue with what we started last week, the comfort zone. Yeah? So, you see, what's happening is as long as you're here, yeah, in the comfort zone. See, here's the thing. You know the comfort zone. You know it better than anyone else. It may be not bad. You dealt with your problems, but you know your problems better than anybody else. Yeah? Better than anybody else does. You know your problem and you'll say, don't try to tell me about my problems. And the truth is that you know better than anybody else, and you know how to deal with your problems better than anybody else because they are your problems. Okay, so I've got negative emotions, but I know how to deal with them. Now, dealing with them doesn't mean they're out of your life. I hear people saying, I know how to deal with my sadness. I'm still depressed, still taking medication, but I know how to deal with my depression. That doesn't mean anything. That means it's still here. It still bugs your life. Now, most people live here, but they wish they were there. They hope they were there. The problem is, I had to step out of my comfort zone to get here. And the truth is, I have clients and I see clients on a regular basis. And when people come to me, they say, you know what, Sholeh? I wish I'll be there, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid to make the change. And what the client often says, they say, and I tell them, this is the change you need to make. And they say, but that's not me. Exactly. Exactly. If it was you, then you wouldn't have the problem. Fair enough. So in order for the problem to disappear, people have to be willing to step out of their comfort zone. You know, when things are good, it is absolutely easy to move forward and expand your comfort zone. But what makes it difficult during the bad times? It's our limitations that makes us think we're not strong enough or don't have the resources within us to make the necessary changes we need to make. Talking about limitations, every person, myself included, has them in his or her life. How do you get over that? Is to recognize it being a limitation and choosing to get over it. It's a choice because it's those limitations that keeps us staying in our comfort zone. See, there are two things here. Either things miraculously get so well that you go, okay, no problem, and you step right out like lightning strikes and you change and everything is fine and everything in an instant, life is miraculously good. Or that's the second thing. Life is so bad, it hits the fan big time. It's so bad that you've got no other choice but to move out. Oh, I couldn't stay there anymore. That's it. And truthfully, you are here and you know all your life as is. Don't tell me how it is. It's my life. It's a matter of knowingness, control, safety. You know how it is. Now, you don't know what's out there. You don't know what's outside your comfort zone because you've never been there. Truthfully, you've never been there. So it's kind of, I wish I could step over there. I want to, shall I? And some people try to move out, but then there's a part of them that says that doesn't really feel safe because they don't really know how it is there. But the other part wants to move out, but then they create going back and forth, back and forth. And what's this? A nice conflict within you. I want there, but it's safe here. I don't know what's there, but it's here. And then the person, that person, spends enormous resources in terms of energy, inner power, and mental and emotional and physical to try to cope with the situation. Trust me, been there, lived it. Lived it for so many years. I know it very well. Gray zone and I used to be buddy-buddy with each other. So the gray zone, while it's comfortable, is a real problem. Oh, I forgot to mention, all the nice people who would want to support you, oh, you should stay in the marriage, you should keep the job, I mean, you have a degree in it, oh, you don't want to go off and do something you have no idea what it is, they will support you with stepping back. Step out of your comfort zone just for a moment, because the minute you step out of the comfort zone, it expands. It's scary. Of course it is scary. You've never been there. You've never been here. You don't know how this is. You hope for it. You pray for it. You wish for it. But you've never been here. You don't know what's there. You know what's here, the comfort zone, with all the problems, and this is what's happening. In order for something to change the way you want it, you need to make the change. Now, for the first time, maybe in the history of mankind, we have the tools necessary to make a quick change. It doesn't take 1 year, it doesn't take 6 months, it doesn't take 90 days for a change to take place. It doesn't take, let's see if it works or if it doesn't take, I'm working on it. It doesn't take, I'm learning how to deal with it or I'm learning how to cope with it. I've got a lot of friends who support me. It doesn't take that. Change can happen in a matter of moments. It can happen instantaneously. We're talking about change, and with the invention of timeline therapy as a technology, all of the fear one may have is to step out of the comfort zone and make it happen the way you want it, can happen like that. The fear, you can get rid of it with timeline therapy, and you let go of fear should you choose to, so that you comfortably and safely get to where you want to be. You can do this only if you decide, if you so choose to step out of your comfort zone. And the minute you do, you've expanded your comfort zone. Thank you for giving me your valuable time. I appreciate you. If you got value, please be sure to subscribe and come back for a visit as we dig deeper and deeper into our behaviors and beliefs and ways we can permanently change what's not working in our life. If you're ready to grow personally or professionally, or you may have an interest in becoming a certified coach, I teach what I do. Or perhaps you may want to receive one-on-one coaching. Please spend some time looking around the website www.nlpsuccesscoaches.com and then reach out to me. Please be sure to reach out by phone 949-522-1615 or email me at info@nlpsuccesscoaches.com. This is Charlotte Talbert, wishing you well. See you next week.